must come. They can't conquer me. Better must come, yeah. I've been trying a long, long time, but I can't make it. No one to give me an helping hand. They only trying to.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 FM and K296 FT West Haven, serving Portland at 107.1 FM and K219 KU Nehalem, serving Nehalem, Manzanita, Wheeler, and Rockaway Beach at 91.7 FM, streaming live and archived at xray.fm, where radio tis yours. Good morrow. My name is Renee, and welcome to Music Medieval, where I play music from the 6th to the 16th century. That's medieval music, Renaissance music, and early Baroque as well. I'll play fantasy film soundtracks and medieval film soundtracks and black metal and dungeon synth and Enya, lots of Enya, especially today because I have just returned from Ireland. I was there. I got back on Monday? And so I'm going to have an Ireland inspired show, beginning with our very first track here in the background. You're currently hearing Arkantoth from their 2008 demo of the same name. It's Welcome to the Crypt. And I think we're just going to get right into it. So if you are awake and you feel like texting in, you can do so at 971-220-5979. It's gonna be a good one, no doubt. And yeah, like I said, lots of Enya, a little bit more Enya than usual, I would say. Let's just get into it. I'm gonna drink my coffee, collect my thoughts, get my brain going, and yeah, let's get into it. We'll be right back. Okay. From the Netherlands, that was the Dragon King with Woods of Enchantment from their 2022 album, Dark Creations. And then we heard, in my opinion, Enya's finest work, It's Caribbean Blue from Shepherd Moons from 1991. Definitely my favorite Enya track of all time. And then we also played Sinead O'Connor's I Am Stretched on Your Grave, which is based on a 17th century Irish poem from the 1990 release, I Do Not Want What I Have Not Got. And then we started off the set with a little Irish black metal, and it was Arkantoth's Welcome to the Crypt from their 2008 demo. And yeah, I'm just doing a little Irish themed show today. And of course, if it's going to be have anything to do with Ireland, then of course I will be incorporating a bunch of the good Lady Enya. And so I will do that. So look forward to more of that. So I just got back from Ireland on Monday, and epic trip, very lovely. Actually reminded me a lot of Oregon, but just not as many like hulky trees, a lot of like thinner timbers and lots of sheep, just like a beautiful landscape. And the weather was intense. It was like super blustery and cold, but it was nice. I liked it. And I did indeed stop by Enya's castle to knock on her big black gate. No, actually, I didn't touch anything. As soon as I went there, I felt like an absolute creep, just like standing on her doorstep. Her garbage was out. I was just like, oh my God, don't be a creep and like look at her garbage. I didn't, but it did pass through my mind. Oh no. And there was like some landscaping, just very like mundane things happening around her castle. It's in a very, I mean, it's like in a nice neighborhood, but it wasn't anything, you know, grand or spectacular. And Bono's house is like two houses down, and his gates were like wide open. So you could just like walk in and like knock on his door. So very welcoming, very welcoming. Thank you, Bono. And there was this place nearby called the Druid's Chair that looked really cool. And I like imagine it's just like a pub, but I imagine like Enya hanging out there, maybe having a glass of her dry white wine there, maybe doing some little secret shows. Probably not. But I didn't get a chance to go in there because it was closed, but I really wanted to. So next time. But yeah, it was an epic, beautiful trip. And her castle like overlooks the Irish Sea. And so you can take a trek down to the sea, and it was freezing, and people were just like swimming out in the sea. It was insane, but it was very beautiful. Lots of rocky crags and boulders to go on. And it was just, yeah, it was super beautiful. And yeah, I'm glad I went. Will return for sure. But let's keep going with this radio show that I'm currently hosting. The time is now 7:22. Have you been to Ireland? Tell me about it. The time is 7:22. Like I just said, if you feel like texting in on that hit line, if you are awake, the number is 971-220-5979. Let's play some Evil. Thank you. Super long set. We just heard Bloody Tears of the Desert from Warlock Corpse, who's just released a new album, actually, I think just this month or last month. Always something to look forward to. And that was from the release from 2024 of the same name. Then we had the Caballero Prezo from the 13th century. And that was performed by Grupo de Música Antigua de Eduardo Paniagua. And then we had The Kitchen, The Orgy, from, of course, the 1982 Conan the Barbarian soundtrack, as composed by Basil Polidorus, the Great. Conan is coming to Academy Theater. They're having like a whole fantasy theme for like all of April. So that's coming to the Academy Theater very soon. Couple weeks, I think. And the Orgy, what a perfect waltz. Also, like Caribbean Blue, what is your favorite? Do you prefer the Caribbean Blue waltz, the Orgy waltz? Both most excellent. It's hard to choose. I think it depends on the mood, because they do have different vibes. Prior to that, we had the song which I played many a time, but I cannot pronounce, En Canoa Daith. It's in Irish. And check the track listings for that one. And then we had another, it's an Irish dungeon synth artist, and it was Edokos, and it was Beneath the Lonely Mountain. Well, that's the name of the album. And that was The Rite of the Rohirrim and The Passing of Theoden King from 2012. And then we also had Clannad, of course, Enya's first band, and the band of her siblings and other family members. And we had her big sister, Moya Brennan, singing the theme from Harry's Game. And that's from the 1983 Magical Ring release. And then we had from the 16th century, the Canzone in Double Echo, as composed by Giovanni Gabrielli. And then we had Portland's own Fogweaver with Tea House Moon, the Enya cover from the Queen of a New Age, indeed an Enya tribute album. And then we started off the set with the most excellent Evil prologue, Waiting for His Coming. A little something for the Easter holiday there, I'd say. I wonder how they celebrate Easter. So that's going to about do it. I am going to bid you all farewell with one. Oh no, it's almost time to go. I can't even play it. It was going to be Caribbean Blues Daniel G remix. I'm just going to play it. Have a great day. Have a great week. Thanks, everybody. Bye.